Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Monday, 6th July, and the corresponding Islamic date is 15th Dhul Qa'dah, 1441. There are certain surahs in the glorious Quran which hold special virtue, and on certain days, inshallah, I will be mentioning some of these surahs to you. In previous lessons of the day, we have learnt about Surah Yasin, Surah Kahf, and Surah Dukhan. Today we'll be learning about reciting Surah Mulk and Surah Sajda. Both of these surahs, they have been recommended to be read at night before going to sleep. In the hadith we find that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not sleep until he had read both of this surah. In other narrations we find that person that recites Surah Mulk before going to sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects him from the punishment of the grave. And in certain narrations we find that on the day of Qiyamah, this surah will intercede for him and it will fight on his behalf until he is granted entry into Jannah. So this surah is a very powerful surah. In one hadith we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person that reads this surah every night, he would have done very well. So it is a very great opportunity we have. There are only 30 verses in this surah. So our target number one is to recite this surah every single night. 30 verses maximum should take us 10 minutes to read. And the more we read it, the more fluent we become. Very soon we'll be reading it in 5-6 minutes. The second thing is, being only 30 verses, we all need to work hard to try to memorize this surah. And in order to memorize this surah, it is a very simple program we need to set out, that one verse every single day. It should take us 30 days to memorize. Those of us with weak memories, a very simple method will be to memorize even only one verse every single week. Even this way, by the end of 30 weeks, we would have memorized this very special surah in the Quran. So in conclusion, today's lesson is that we all need to bring these two surahs into our lives, Surah Mulk and Surah Sajda. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon today's lesson. Inshallah, until our next lesson, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.